What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Business Breakthrough. Got Jason Butcher here, Butcher's Custom Painting. What's up, my man? Good to see you.
What's up, man?
Yeah, brother. Well, man, this is, I know you said that you had followed me for a little while and implementing some selling on the spot. So that was the first thing you said. So you started doing some selling on the spot, and that's been big for you?
Dude, honestly, when we, so I knew it worked. I used to do carbon paper written estimates about 3 years ago. When I switched to QuickBooks, I went to digital. And so those customers that I used to get on the spot, I'd write them up a good deal. They trusted me. Most likely it was a referral. You know, they'd say, sounds good, let's do it. I'd shake hands and I'd get that job on the spot. When I switched to QuickBooks Online, it was, I'll email you an estimate. And so not 100% acknowledging that, I lost, a lot of those sales. And not only that, just the info that you get from a customer when you're presenting a proposal to them, just that body language that, everything that comes along with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, man, you have so much more of an opportunity when you know that you're going to complete the circle. You know what I'm saying? Like when you go into the house and you're like, okay, I have an end goal in mind, and that's to deliver a quote, and I need to give myself the best chance to get a yes. Like it's almost like the whole interaction is different when you have that as something that you plan to do, right?
Yeah. So December 31st, I don't know what took me so long, but I figured you're like, take the iPad in the house. I'm like, dude, I got this iPad Pro. I got everything right there. So I, figured out how to get online. I mean, to get online with my iPad. Sure. And the first job I went to after I convinced myself I was going to do that, I walked in, people from California, they needed the house done, the next week.
Yeah.
Had my iPad, went out of the truck. Wrote it up, walked back in with confidence. Here's the price. How's it sound? Looks great. Let's do it.
Boom.
And dude, I was like, seriously?
Yeah, it's like the epiphany.
And it's like, I kicked myself because I'm like, I knew, like I said, when I used to do the written old school proposals, it worked, because I'd get those customers that were on the spot. Let's do it. Let's set it up. Let's schedule it. And yeah, so that was a huge moment so that's been a little less than a month. I started doing that.
Good.
And I've sold about 30K.
Let's go. Just by in January. Congrats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And December was honestly my best. It is, dude. It's rough. December was one of my better months. Because I'm telling you, dude, since I started watching you, man, all these things just started clicking that I already knew, but it's like, you gave me hope, bro.
Thank you, man. Yeah. That's a good feeling to serve.
No, for real.
Man, this is cool. So what's the business look like now? Do you have anyone working for you? Is it you? What's going on?
So I have an extensive history in the painting business. Started out when I was about 10 years old working with my dad. He did primarily new construction. And so for every year, that's all I would do. And it was great. I'd get cash and, had cash in my pocket as a kid. It was awesome. And then as it progressed, long story short, got up until high school, graduated high school and went into, his business, full time. We were pretty prominent track home painter in Arizona, and at one time we were up to about 70 employees.
Wow.
And so dude, and honestly, as a kid, this was always proposed, this would be all yours one day, son. my dad's old school though.
This will be all yours,
and he got, long story short, he got remarried and things kind of changed. Let's just put it that way. And, during COVID, we had a real heart to heart and decided that, you know what, it's time for you to go get your license. And I don't, he's not ready to retire, dude. My dad is 84 years old, bro. And
Still out there
still,
swinging that
he still
bra.
runs, dude, he still runs 12 guys, new construction, about an hour and a half north of me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the
I love
goat.
it. Yeah, that's crazy. We got to get him on the podcast.
Oh man, dude, you'd
Would he
love it.
like
He's
that?
originally from Kentucky. Oh, he's originally from Kentucky, dude. Like coal miner in his blood, and just salt of the earth, man. But
I bet
so we
he
did
has a
track
lot of
homes,
good wisdom, gems of wisdom.
Oh, I've got it all from him, and just how to treat people, how to treat customers, how to treat people in general. So back to that, we so about 25 years full time in the painting business. They've done it all, but when the economy crashed in like 09, we went from 65 painters to two, and that was me and my cousin, and decided we want to get into repaints. And so for like the last 10 years, just been focusing on repaints. Started my business in 2022 officially. And so that's where we're at, man.
Who's with you?
So I have a team of five. So I have two crews. And then I have those are all W-2 guys. One of them's been with me 20 years, another one 10, another one 15. So like just solid. I mean, these guys can do anything.
You sell it.
I sell it, and just really trying to get off the tools, because I'll jump in
How
and
in the
just to
world
make
are
sure we
you?
meet a
Hold on,
deadline.
Jay. You got some heavy hitters, man. Why would you need to pick up a brush?
Honestly, I like it's one of the things that I've learned, is just delegating to that point. And I would jump in just to meet a deadline. And honestly, because I wasn't making use of my time, I wasn't doing what I'm doing with you right now. I wasn't boosting up my Google profile. I wasn't doing all the stuff that I should be doing. So therefore, I was working.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, well, I have nothing else to do today, so I might as well go into the
Well, yeah, so
right?
yeah, I mean the guys I got are I mean just we do drywall, we do stucco repairs,
All right.
stain match,
So what?
lacquer,
So what? Are,
cabinets. We
where? What area are you wanting to hit on today, man? What's something I can offer you any insider assistance on, man? What's the goal here?
Yeah. Well, I mean honestly the goal is just a thank you. I mean honestly, like you don't know how, honestly you don't know how much you've inspired me to that it's possible, because I honestly I'd kind of given up. I'm like, there's no way I can make a living at the, I mean, like, because I have a huge family. This is probably going to blow your mind, but I'm a father of 13.
No kidding. That is good.
Yeah,
That's
so
a paint company in itself.
yeah, I might have some up and comers, all the way from the age of 24, all the way to 5 months old.
Unbelievable. Amazing.
Yeah, so
Be
there,
fruitful
and
and
we,
multiply.
yeah, well, we no, well, we had six, and I figured out, what caused it, and then we had friends that did foster care, and we got into foster care,
Amazing.
and we've adopted six out of that. So
Wow. Incredible.
yeah, so my point is that is just like squeezing all this and making the most of my time. Finding drip jobs was honestly just a absolute, it's all on, it's all happened for a reason, and at the time that it happened, because I'm mentally ready to take what the drip jobs has to offer, and it'll free up my time. And honestly, getting more organized is my biggest thing, because I'm when I get busy, I'm all over the place. Scheduling, book, notepad, phone, email, and like drip jobs is just, I mean, the everything from the follow-ups to the calendar. So you asked me what you could help me with today. Was really just like I said to thank you, but also too, just like when I, once I get into drip jobs, I think honestly, I think that's literally a godsend, man. I mean, my calendar, all everything will be in one place.
Sure.
And there's no way that I could have grown or you kept up to that level without drip jobs. I will confess, I have not started using it yet.
Did you book a training with us yet?
Yeah, I did. I did the initial training,
That's
and I'm set up on QuickBooks.
all right. Easiest thing
I
you
got,
can
you know,
do though,
all my.
listen, easiest thing you can do though is be able to click that button in the app and send the booking link to anyone that calls you instead of trying to write down their information. That's the best way to get started, right?
It's everything in there is just so necessary for what I'm doing, and be able to just keep it all in one place
Yeah.
is just, and then all the everything that I wasn't doing, the follow-ups. My dad was old school, man. He was like, give an
You don't
estimate,
really
they
need to
want us to
follow
do
up
the
too
work,
much
they'll call us.
with those general contractors. But here's the deal, man. First, thank you, man. I love hearing the feedback. Not many people give me as great feedback as you, and it means a lot. It lets me know that I'm doing something right. But I can't just leave you without giving you something to take with you. That's just in my nature. And there's some things that you
Okay.
told me that are concerning here, and I want to help you address them so you can get even further to the next step. Is that fair?
Fair.
You know what I do, man. I'm coming here to serve you. So here's the deal. First thing
Yeah.
is you have to acknowledge that you've gotten lucky. Do you understand
Yeah.
that? Okay.
100%.
In terms
100%.
of good. So we understand that's the baseline. I got lucky when it came to finding these five people. They fell into my lap. They now work with me. I know them. I didn't have to find them. I didn't have to train them. I didn't have to do anything. Okay. Good with that? All right.
Yep.
Second thing is how do we get another one of those guys with our own resources?
Yeah. Well, I have my W-2 employees, and then over the last couple of years, I have a couple of sub crews that are just turnkey guys, own equipment, own everything that I've used on multiple jobs, and their quality is up to par with mine. So I do have, those resources. So I've started implementing a lot of th things I've learned from you, boosting up my, exhausting every free thing that I can. And I, over the years, I have done Yelp and I've done some other advertising. And I was one of those guys that, oh, Yelp doesn't work. It's a waste of money. Well, dude, it was because I didn't have drip jobs set up. I mean, I'm not trying to pull your chain, but it's true. Like, those leads come in, you gotta have a response to those people like
Well,
instantly, and
it's
that's why
either the
half of
computer
them.
does it or you do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that with drip jobs, it's just automated. Whether I'm sitting in church or I'm out playing around with the kids, it's automatic, man.
I love it. At the end of the day, man, because what we want to do is we want to build this business so it can be sold. That's the key.
That's interesting.
We want to build it so it can be sold. And that needs to be the mindset is in 10 years, you want someone to offer you a couple million dollars for this thing. And
I know that's an interesting concept, honestly.
Whether you sell it or not, whether you sell this thing or not, you want to build it in a way that it could be sold. And that's so important for you to understand because if you go in with the mindset, it's kind of like what I talked about earlier, how if we go in with the mindset that we are going to be closing a customer, we operate differently from the start as opposed to if we know that we're going to email a customer a quote. It's the same thing with business, man. You need to position yourself and this entity as something that can be sold. So let's first identify what makes something sellable, right? Like that's a key question if that's our focus. And what makes something sellable, an asset, you probably know this, right? We already know that if there's an asset that needs to be sold, it needs to do what for someone else?
Provide a benefit or
Benefit, money, profit.
money.
Yeah,
Okay, asset.
right.
Yeah,
Yeah, an
exactly.
asset. So that's what it needs to do. So here's the deal. You need to be able to take the keys to this Jason Butcher's painting company, okay? And you need to be able to hand that to Tanner, and Tanner should be able to get similar or better results if he makes a few changes.
Right. Yeah. Cause I watched one of your other one of your other breakthroughs and you had it with that guy and he was doing everything himself. And you're like, well, if you remove you from that equation, then that can't be sold, you know?
Exactly. And at the end of the day, one thing that you told me is that you are part of the production process. If I bought your business, would I not be able to finish jobs on time unless I call you to go in there and impact? Or do I need to go in there and help out this team to get the jobs done on time?
Right. I don't do so much of that, but I do supply, you know, I do enable my guys.
Well, here he is. Here he comes, right? He's going to knock out.
He's got the paint. He's got the tape.
He's ready.
Not so much with the work, but with just. Yeah, and I have capable guys.
But here's the deal. We know you can do it. And the thing is, what the challenge is how can you build this thing without you being there? Because that's what makes it valuable. And that's the same thing for each phase of the business. Because here's the deal. It might look like we're successful, but if we pull back the curtain, we realize that you are so heavily involved in the four phases of business between marketing, sales, production, and administrative. That your business is worth zero, even if you sell $500,000 this year, it's worth nothing.
Right.
Because the person who buys the entity has to reproduce that.
Do what I do.
With their time. Yeah. Okay. So what we want to do is we want to focus on these four areas of business and we want to pick which one gives us the most bang for our buck if we optimize. And which one of those areas do you think that would be out of the four areas of marketing, administrative, sales and production? Which one do you think we could focus on that would give us the most bang for our buck if we were able to optimize it in a way where you no longer had to be a part of it?
I'd say the administrative part of it. And with that being, I spoke to one of my guys that I felt would be a good project manager, told him what I was thinking about. And so delegating my guys, making them more, you know, be able to do things without me.
I want to get the most out of our time here. I want to just ask you then apologize if I'm cutting you off. I want to help you.
No.
Who have we identified as the company project manager? What's his name?
Renan. R-E-N-A-N.
R-E-N-A-N. Okay, Renan. Now, what is he responsible for?
He's one of my crew leaders are, you know, he's the head guy.
He manages one of the two crews. Who manages the other crew?
Nobody, man. Me.
You.
Okay. I don't really need to manage them, I guess you would say, but yeah.
Okay. Me. Generally speaking, what I found is that if there's someone, especially in your part of the country, if they're Spanish speaking and there's an issue with communications with customers, I've seen that be the reason there's not somebody in charge on the job. We need to have another Renan we need a Renan on each job that understands timeline. Yeah. That's just how we scale. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know? And I know that's tough, man. If someone's not that manager and they're still producing great work, you can step in and manage. Do you see a possibility here on how to find someone else like Renan to manage the second crew?
No, but I do see your point. And the other crew, the lead guy on the other crew has been with me over 20 years and he communicates just fine, but he does not possess the managerial or leadership capabilities.
In what way? Can I ask what way is that? Do you like, what are some things that you like, if he's working alone on a project, is it the customer interaction? Do you feel like is being missed?
Well, no, I guess I would retract on that a little bit because I do send him to jobs. He does go and do jobs for me that I don't go to. So he does have it.
So sometimes all it really is a shift in a title. And with a title.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that.
It's so important, brother, because here's the deal. Because now he can go to the customer and say, hi, my name's Joe. I'm the project manager. And what's great about this is, and here's another part of drip jobs that you're not optimizing yet. We want to get you to that point is that work order, right? A project manager gets sent a work order the night before. So they can see the photos, they can see the scope of work, they know the colors. And right off the bat, that stops you from having to call him and tell him what he needs to do every day.
100%.
And that's one less thing you got to do. And if you just build your business in a way that you just each day, every day, you just try to do one less thing, you're not going to just eliminate yourself from production. I know that. But what you can do is eliminate yourself from the repetition. And some of these things that you're doing manually and you could automate, right? Like a work order with photos, because I know that they're calling you. Have you ever gotten this call? You might have. I don't know. I'm in the business. I've gotten this call. Hey, is the trim included? Hey, is this included? Right?
Yeah, even though it's in writing, it's still
asked. So you know what I say? Look at the work order. Is it on there? Yes or no?
Yeah.
If it's not on there, it's not included.
No, organization of the whole, and like I said, every single feature of Drip Jobs will help me get to that.
It will.
To get to that point.
But freeing you, Jason, is what we need to do. Here's the thing. We got four areas. We got marketing, we got administrative, we got sales, and we got production. Okay. What you need to do, Jason, is you need to write those down and you need to identify all the things that you do when it comes to marketing. And that could be as simple as putting your business card in Sherwin-Williams or putting a Facebook post together or knocking on a neighbor's door. That's marketing, right? Then you got to look at all the things you do for administrative, man. Are you answering the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You're answering the phone. Is it your cell phone?
Yep.
How long have you had that phone number?
Close to 30 years.
Okay. So when I buy your business, do I get your cell phone?
No.
No. So we need to switch that now. That needs to be a cloud-based phone number that you can port over to anyone if they buy your business. And you need to change the business number. It should not be your cell phone. But what about the people that know your number? What's going to happen to them? Nothing. They're still going to call your cell phone, but the new people, they're going to know the new number. Okay. And we're going to train our market to know the new number.
Okay.
That's pivotal, Jason. That needs to be done today, because the reality of the situation is we're building to sell. And I don't know about this, brother, but I would say if your father implemented that however many years ago, he could have sold his business for a really nice penny.
Oh, definitely.
And he knows that and you know that. Okay, so we don't want to repeat history here. I want to tell you that this asset that you're creating has value if you build it with value in mind. So that means that, again, in administrative, we can't have our cell phone as the business phone number. We can't have that. We have a great CRM. So when we hand the business to someone, they have a list of all the contacts that this company has ever served. Can I ask you a question? How many people do you think your father has interacted with from the day he started his business to today?
Oh, tens of thousands.
Do you think it would be value if he could send an email at a click of a button to all those people reminding them that he's still in business at 84 years old? Do you know how many people would want to speak to him again?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That he doesn't have any contact most information for? So we want to make sure
that's on his cell phone.
So that's valuable. Every person you shake hands with and give an estimate to, even if they don't buy from you, is an asset. It's just a small asset. It has value. So if I hand you my CRM with 10,000 contacts in it of people that know my brand, isn't that more valuable than someone that doesn't have any?
Oh, yeah.
How else are they going to value the business? That's your book of business.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've never even thought about that proposal as far as selling this business. I mean, like I said, my dad has had his business, our name for over 40 years.
In 10 years from now, you're going to call me and you're going to say, Tanner, I sold this business for $5 million. I negotiated a 10% royalty on profits. I sold it to private equity.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's going to happen. Right. And at the end of the day, you need to plant the seeds now. Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Put the systems together and then scale this thing. Because the hardest thing that's going to be is letting go of sales. Then you're like, well, what do I do with my time?
Yeah.
What you do with your time is you
plan. I actually enjoy it.
You enjoy it, but don't get too tied to it, Jason. Don't get too tied to it. don't marry it. You can do sales every now and again, but guess what? If I buy your business, do you come along with it as a salesperson after I just wrote you a $5 million check?
Nope.
You don't like it that much.
No, I've just never even thought about it that way.
Well, that's why I'm here, man. Give you a different perspective, but I want you to think like that. And that should dictate every decision that you make going forward. Everything should be with the mindset of, I need to be able to give this to someone. And they need to be able to sell jobs without having 30 years of painting knowledge. They need to be able to measure it and come up with a price. That's what production rates is, another feature in drip jobs. Punch in the measurement, it spits out the price. My great grandmother could do estimates for my company if I had to. I could say, great grandma, right, just go measure it. Take a couple pictures, measure right. it, tell me the measurement, and we'll get a price together.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, man, like if you leave here with anything, it's, I am going to sell this business in 10 years. Now, whether you do that or not, what you become is going to be worth whatever you're going to get in terms of a paycheck and what this business can do for people. I know that at some point you're going to bless a lot of people. You guys might expand into different territories. You could create a franchise. You can really take it to the next level. Sky's the limit. You know how I know that? Because people have already done it. This isn't something new. What's your 5-minute mile is somebody's 5-minute mile that they ran a long time ago, Jason. So I need to catch you up and get you on the same playing field. You need to be on the same track, brother. The same track is invest in marketing. Find someone to do your ads. Invest in a coach. Find someone to help hold you accountable that has systems that you can follow. Utilize a great CRM, Drip Jobs. And get out of the way. And if you do those four things, I promise you, you'll be hitting a stride that you never thought was possible.
All right, man. So you answered one of my questions already. So I get out of the whites. I've been wearing them for 30 years.
Yeah. Wear them to the estimates. They look good in estimates. Keep them on.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do it, when I go on estimates, I always put on the whites, man. It makes people give you the impression that,
but you should split a painter. You know, you should split test it, right? You should wear whites 1 week and then put jeans and a polo on the next week. Identify how you're perceived.
Yeah.
Because I will say psychologically, right. I'll be honest with you, this isn't disrespectful. Psychologically, somebody seeing someone in whites isn't going to value as much as somebody that comes up in a polo with jeans. They're going to instantly create an assumption that the person in polo and jeans is going to be more expensive. Now, you just might have to do a lot more work wearing whites to build the value, right? Because they're making the association that you're going to be painting and there's not much of a cost involved in you doing the job.
Right. And I don't want to assume.
When I show up, they know I'm not doing the painting. So psychologically, they think, I got to cover his commission. He's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So split test it. Try it. I could be wrong, but generally speaking, you just know that.
You're right. I mean, people think that, and not only that, people get the impression that you're going to be on the job the whole time. And, you know, so there's definitely pros and cons of both.
So, you know, there's a lot here, man. I don't want to overwhelm you with information. I'd love to have you back. I'd love to actually have your dad on. I would love to hear his story.
Yeah.
So talk to him about it and then let me know if he'd be willing. I think it'd be really cool to hear some stories from a business owner that's been doing it and still doing it for so long. So was this helpful today?
Yeah, it was, man. And so, like I said, we didn't touch on a lot of the things that, you know, you go through on your normal business breakthroughs, because I'm implementing those, man. And I'm following them to a T. Like, it's like the blueprint, you know, and not only that, just all the other resources that I'm on the contractors Facebook page, and, you know, it's like, it's just awesome. I'm not alone, man. I felt so alone with, like, doing everything myself and just this business. So I just want to thank you again, man.
Sure. Sure. You planning on coming to the PCA Expo this year? You think you're going to make it?
I don't know, man. I don't think so, honestly. It's kind of a, with the family I got, it's kind of
a little bit hard.
Teletask.
Well, it might, you know, what's cool is that we can do what we're doing now, right? We can communicate from afar. My best advice for you, Jason, is you need to get a coach. You need somebody that gives you a proven blueprint of what to do. And it's going to cost, like everything does. But the expectation is that you save time trying to figure it out on your own, and time is money. So if you go into the next month and you start, first of all, when you implement something new in your business, there's a feedback loop of whether or not it works. Like, for example, I'll use this example. When I go into a house and I wear a polo this time instead of whites, it takes me a couple estimates to figure out if that was even worth doing, right?
Right.
It's the same thing with everything in your business, all these different areas of marketing, administration, production, and making minor changes and seeing what works. Why waste the time of trying to test something that's already been proven?
Right. And I do have the experience of managing, you know, like I said, up to, you know, 60 painters at one time. And so I do understand the dynamics of that, and I just got away from it when we went into repaints, you know? Yeah. So,
same principle. Yeah, thank you, brother. Jason, good luck to you, my friend. Thank you for the kind words. I'm here for you. And, hopefully I'll catch you up with you again and hear some more of your success going forward, man.
All right, cool. Thanks, Tanner.
All right, brother.